Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to get to. Lots to talk about. We will have Liz Collin on at the bottom of the hour. She's a former news anchor in Minneapolis, St. Paul. She's also an author of a book about the lies that have been told surrounding George Floyd and his death and that entire situation and how you could have avoided having the entire city burned down to a crisp. What was happening in newsrooms while that was going on? Why don't we get the official medical examiner's autopsy faster than we did? And why did we get some other autopsy that the family said was the autopsy? And why was that used as fact? We're going to get into all that, plus drugs in his body. Yeah, nobody talks about that. We're going to get into all that and then some. It's an eye-opening conversation with Liz. Make sure you stick around for that. Campus Reform will be next hour on your Thursday. Feeling all right? Uh-huh. Chocolate Voice is off today. Polo's in. Sam getting it done.
Seems I, got
I don't think I showed Polo and Sam. There's Polo. There's Sam. All right. There you go. Thank you, Sam. Can't start an hour without Sam winking at the camera.
Imprisoned by the way it could have been left here on my own.
To get into some of the racial aspects of what's happening in the midterm elections,
stop to scream,
and how we have to put a stop to the overt racism happening in America. Let's go.
Took the key. Feeling all right.
Uh-huh.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
No. Who's got harmony? Oh, this guy right here.
Yes, sir. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Up there, isn't it? All right, let's go. Feeling all right Thursday. It's Thursday, almost Friday. The weekend's almost here. It's why we do it. Plus, I just like to scream it out every Thursday. Why not? Why the hell not? See, there's a lot going on when it comes to race in America, and this is all caused by leftists trying to gin up division and hatred between people because of their ancestry. It's just a fact. It's why it's happening. No doubt. If you can divide Americans according to their race, their ancestry, their skin tone, then you can control them better. If we're not talking to each other, and I've mentioned this a million times, then government has an easier way in with false information. The idea that somehow whiteness is out of control and whiteness is bad, and if you're other than white, then you're oppressed or repressed, it's a manufactured idea by the left. It's what they do. They divide and conquer. It's what they did when they created all of these things. Slavery, segregation, lynching, the KKK, separate but equal, Jim Crow. Those are all Democrat mechanisms. Most of you don't even know that. But it's true. Look back in history. Don't believe me. Look it up. And they're trying to do it again. And it's very weird. It just is. You've got Raphael Warnock, who calls himself a reverend in Georgia. He is a U.S. senator. He should not have won the special election, but you had a couple of pretty lame candidates that were the Republicans, and B, you still had a situation where there were drop boxes that were just bought by private entities and put anywhere you wanted. And any and every vote that was in these drop boxes that were illegal were counted. So Warnock somehow wins. He is a radical. He is a racist. He is a pro-abortionist. He's a guy whose wife called the police on him because of alleged domestic problems. And here's a guy that somehow is in a neck and neck race with George's favorite son, Herschel Walker. And it's not just that Warnock is a bona fide vote for Biden anytime. He's also a racist. How do I know? Well, I'm going to show you how I know. He has no problem saying things like this.
No matter what happens next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness on full display.
This was in 2016, right before Trump won the election. America needs to repent from its worship of whiteness. What does that mean? But there are people, praise God. Hey, you tell it, brother. I don't know what they're talking about. We must repent from our worship of whiteness. He is called police gangsters and thugs. He's a guy who pretends to be a reverend who wants you to kill your unborn child. Doesn't matter that 40% of the unborn kids that are killed in this country through abortion are black. That doesn't matter to him. He happens to be a black guy if you haven't seen him. We must repent from our worship of whiteness. It's all very strange to me. And I guess I've been naive because I believed that the American people were smart enough to reject a guy like this. Yet somehow he is a current U.S. senator. Now, he's only been here a couple of years because of that special election in January of 2021. But we need this guy not to be there. You need somebody who is going to say, you know, I don't want to kill unborn children. We need somebody there who doesn't walk around saying, because I'm black and Herschel Walker is black, therefore whites are bad. Whiteness is bad. Therefore, I'm oppressed somehow. The left is scared to death of a guy like Herschel Walker because a guy like Herschel Walker doesn't walk around living through the prism of hate and race. They need any black person who is going to be on the national stage to believe that all black people are oppressed. Take Lizzo, for example. For those of you who don't know, she's a singer, talented singer. From what I understand, she's a very good flute player. She also is somebody who's morbidly obese, and I feel for her health. She should get herself in better shape. Yet, for some reason, wears very little on stage to flaunt it all. Which, okay, and I think she does that because if somebody like me calls her out on it, I'm somehow a faddist or an ableist or something stupid. But she also is the person who received some award, and she's worth more than $12 million, and said that we have to fix our voting system so that we stop being oppressed. You're worth $12 million in the land of opportunity, and you're judged on your talent, not on your skin tone, your ancestry, yet you want us to judge you on your skin tone and ancestry, and if we don't, except the fact that you, the multimillionaire pop star, is oppressed, I'm the bad guy, and somehow a racist. It's just, it's upside down world. And somebody can call themselves a it's almost like Al Sharpton, who's not a reverend either. What is he a reverend of? Hating Jews? He's an anti-Semite. What is he a reverend of? Being an FBI informant? That's who he was. But for some reason, we keep calling him the Reverend Al Sharpton, like he did say, the Reverend. He's not a reverend. I don't revere him, do you? So again, the choice is always clear. And when it looks like they're in trouble, and by them I mean the left, Warnock is in trouble in Georgia. Now they're pulling out all sorts of cards. Herschel Walker sent a woman a check for $700 to pay for an abortion. Although the check didn't say for abortion. And Herschel Walker has said, I had a lot of money and I would send all sorts of people that I like money. I haven't paid for an abortion. Suddenly, Gloria Allred yesterday, the very far left liberal attorney, shows up in front of cameras with no name of a person. Some anonymous client of hers is now alleging that Herschel Walker paid for her abortion. She won't show her face. She won't say her name. She won't say when it happened, nor show proof that it happened. But we should believe it because the guy that hates whiteness is a better choice somehow. Because he'll get in line with the radical controlling Democrats. He'll get in line with the plantation owners and the slave owners just to feel like he's part of it. Well, Herschel Walker won't. So Herschel Walker somehow is bad. And I know that you've heard this. It's in the common square now. You can say you hate white people all you want. You can say you hate whiteness all you want. You can say you hate people of European ancestry all you want. And if you do say it, you'll be applauded. People sing songs for you. People hold you up on high, maybe give you a good paying job. But if you dare say, hey, stop it. Judge me by the content of my character, you're somehow the ass wagon. That's the society in which we live. And I'm not okay with it. And I will, until my last breath, I will make sure that I tell you, I want equal treatment. I want people to judge me on what I do, not what I look like. And if that's asking too much, you're in the wrong country. Not me. You are. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Your thoughts when we come back on the Joe Pags Show.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
All right.
Okay, we're getting Warnock is a racist. I keep forgetting, not a reverend in my sense.
I don't even know what I said there. Just making it up as I go. Glad to have you here, the Joe Pags Show. Michael McDonald has left the studio, but he stopped by for a second. I've got to know if you've noticed how ramped up the racial bigotry has become from the left. It's what they do. They say the right is a bunch of racist, white supremacist, bad guy, no good, racist, white, racist people. And then they'll say racist a couple more times. When, in essence, that side is the only side that's being racist. I honestly don't know of any conservative, a true conservative who loves the Constitution and loves what freedom and liberty means. I don't know any, not in my circle, and not even in the circle beyond my circle, do I know any racists that fit that mold. I could show you a million different racist liberals, including Raphael Warnock, the non-reverend. Do you revere a guy that shows hatred for a skin tone? I don't. Do you revere a guy that says off the unborn children? I don't. Do you revere a guy that said socialism is a good thing? I don't. Do you revere a guy that thinks police officers are thugs? I don't. But here you go. This guy is actually in the U.S. Senate. And it's a very close race. And they are pulling out every stop to try to harm Herschel Walker, who is pro-life. Best line of that debate they had, a week ago, whatever it was Herschel Walker said, I think a reverend should baptize babies, not kill them. Pretty simple. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts about the anti-white hate in this country from the left and how that somehow is successful for them through dividing us. Again, I don't care if you're at the gym. I don't care if you're at work. I don't care where you are in the public square. Make the first step to have a conversation with anybody, no matter what their ancestry happens to be. We're human beings. Oh, and don't confuse yourself. The whole mask garbage was about us covering our faces so we couldn't talk to each other. Trust that. Lock down inside your house, don't go to work, so that we couldn't talk to each other and push any narrative they wanted. Don't even get confused about it. That's exactly what happened. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about stamps.com. If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to be ready for the insane holiday season, and here we are. We're almost at November, which is crazy. If you haven't started preparing for the chaos of holiday mailing and shipping time, you're already falling behind. I want you to get with Stamps.com. They've got everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. It's a 24/7 post office. You can access from anywhere. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been an indispensable partner for over a million businesses. Why isn't your business involved? Make that happen right now and save a bunch of money on USPS and UPS as well. Use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. Rates are constantly changing with Stamps.com's switch and save feature. You can easily compare carriers and rates, and you know you're getting the best deal every single time. Go to Stamps.com right now and put in, you got to click on the microphone at the top of the page. You'll see it. Put in PAGS, my name Pags, for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, free postage, a free digital scale. Don't have to worry about long-term commitments or contracts. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, enter code PAGS, and make that happen right now. We go to the phone line. It's going to be Greg in Nevada. Greg, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. Love you, buddy.
Thanks.
I'm actually shaking in my boots right now. I am so livid. I watched Fox and Newsmax this morning about this Herschel watch. Nobody has said that. Nobody's come forward. There's no face to it. There's no date. There's no time. This is another horse and pony show for these Democrats. It's killing me here.
Well, it is. I was at the gym today, and I looked up at CNN or MSNBC, or it was actually ABC, and they promoted another woman comes forward to accuse Herschel Walker. And then I waited to see the woman, and there was no woman.
I know. Here we go again. And this is critical. We need Georgia. This is critical.
No, Greg, I'm with you. And again, Herschel Walker's a good guy. We follow each other on social media. I've had him on twice. He was always very nice. And do I know him, you know, in a sense that we're personal friends? Not necessarily. And I don't know what he did when he was a football player. I have no clue. I know what he's saying right now. And I know I believe him more than I believe Warnock, because Warnock is clearly a racist. In fact, they're so racist on the left that they're attacking Herschel Walker that he's not the right kind of black person. Oh, yeah, go through Twitter and put in Herschel Walker. You'll see some pretty big influencers attacking him that he's somehow, you know, the Uncle Tom or the Oreo. Come on, dude. This guy, listen, if you're listening in Georgia, I know that we're live in Rome, Georgia, and elsewhere. If you're watching online, if you're listening online, get real. This guy was your favorite son in that state. And you're going to turn it over to a radical like Warnock? Warnock should never have won 2 years ago. Bad candidates on the right is how he did it. But be real about this. Again, nameless, faceless accusations by alleged clients of Gloria Allred, who maybe she'll release them on the day before the election. Who knows? But as of right now, there is no name. There is no face. Just some allegation Allred says that she has. And trust me when I say this. If they have proof that he financed an abortion, we would see the proof that he financed an abortion. And then take it the next step. Let's say he did 20 years ago. I don't know. I believe him. He says he didn't. Let's just play devil's advocate. Let's say he did finance an abortion 20 years ago. He's pro-life now. He is against abortion now. And Warnock says abort them as they're being delivered. Tell me again why Warnock's the right guy. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me go back at it. Say hello to line three. Actually, four. It's going to be Bob in San Antonio. Bob, what's up?
Thanks, Joe, for taking my call. I don't think Herschel's guilty of anything. I think the left is just using this as a stick to hit him with. Now, the left is always lecturing us that men have no say in what a woman does with her body. I mean, this doesn't apply.
I'm not sure I understand. So if Herschel Walker did do it, then the left should applaud him? Is that what you mean?
No, I'm saying I don't think he did do it. They're using this as an excuse to hit him.
Yes.
But my point is the left is constantly lecturing us that men have no say-so in what a woman does with her body.
Yes.
They have no say-so in an abortion.
Right.
So why are they using this?
No, I'm with you. That's actually what I just said. No, Bob, I hear you. So in other words, the left should be saying, hey, Herschel Walker made a good decision 20 years ago. He helped somebody get an abortion. We support that. And then call him a hypocrite or whatever. But they're not doing that. They're acting like he's like evil on earth because he allegedly did this, which I don't believe. But they're calling him evil on earth for doing what they're pushing on everybody. Listen, good point, Bob. Very interesting. Michael, about a minute for you. Let's go.
Hey, Joe, great show.
Thank
you. I was
going
to mention, as far as the racism in politics you had mentioned earlier, I moved into Southwest Texas about 17 years ago, and I'm in the minority. I'm an Anglo guy, but I kind of take a colorblind view, and I was in media sales for a long, long time. And a lot of my customers were Hispanic and different, you know, races. And I told people, and they agreed with me, I was like, race isn't an issue unless you make it an issue. And,
right.
One of the things that's kind of sad, though, lately, it seems like the tragedy happening in Uvalde, there's a lot of people trying to push a racist narrative, which is kind of separating the town, which is very sad. But
what does race have to do with Uvalde? I don't understand.
Well, there's the whole issue with the school. There was a big turnout in support of the school superintendent as his retirement, and people are saying it was a racist move. But I think a lot of people are just up. My thing was this. I don't care what race it was. The school messed up. They made a lot of bad policy decisions.
Yes.
I'm not saying they shot any kids. They didn't.
Right.
But they did make some questionable decisions and as far as the hiring and keeping on some of the.
Michael, I hear you got to run. I appreciate that. There's no race angle whatsoever in Uvalde. If you live in Uvalde and you think there is, stop it. It had nothing to do with race. It had to do with really bad policy and a really bad guy getting inside doing harm. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Liz Collin when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.